how it is.
I'm here in Alachua.
What are you here?
Alachua.
Working any job?
Yes.
Better you should go Alachua in our center, fishing center, and take the position of mud commander, president. Huh? Can you go to
San Francisco?
Radhakant.
Yeah, San Francisco.
What name?
San Francisco, Radhakant.
San Francisco. You should go and take shot.
I can
better?
Do. I can,
yeah,
I can
you,
do.
You are very qualified.
I have
don't
to
lost your time.
I have to discuss details with you. I want to discuss details.
Asun, asun.
Nothing no. to
order
do.
Order of Guru is order of Guru.
Order of Guru is there's no details. You want.
You're
saying that you wanted direct association. You just got it. Take it.
You're coming closer and you're getting it.
That's it. Done. Finish.
I don't like it.
Doesn't matter what you like.
I don't like San Francisco.
Going to Canada? You're going to Canada or?
Yeah, right after Badger.
Oh, good.
We'll go to Canada for maybe 3 months. I'm gonna go to South.
How was last night our classes? How you feel?
Ecstatic.
Not good.
Very good.
Bolche ecstatic.
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 How you feel?
I am feel.
The class last night.
How was the class?
Very cold.
Very intense and very down. Very good.
Which tense? Present tense, think? Past tense, or future tense?
I want to follow your order.
Follow your order.
Follow your order.
Give him an order.
Now you are in the border.
It was very impressive.
Inspiring. Now you are in the border waiting for order.
Also, Maharaj is here.
Yeah.
No. 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 Yeah.
Last night we heard Govinda Leela. Next row, Govinda Leela.
But you also heard
Bolche.
Bhakta Govinda.
Now the Bolche. We last night we have heard nectar of Govinda Leela. Aage na unna Govinda Bhakta Shila to. Bolo Leela sun.
Shri Gurudev, this is Janardhan.
Hello, Bol.
From Houston. He's been living with us for 1 year, chanting japa every day. He took Harinam from you in Badger last year. He wants to take Diksha, I'm recommending. He wrote very nice paper, What is Meaning of Diksha? He has given good explanation.
He can preach?
Yes, he's doing good.
How many Spanish rounds also? He chant?
Every day 16.
Speak Spanish?
Not more than that. Don't do any promise that I will never chant more than
16.
Try to increase. Read books. Be qualified more. Tests should come in reading and all services, Sravanam, Kirtanam, in all. When test will come, oh, then Brahmachari Paka.
Gurudev, in the class, it's very, for my personal understanding,
Bangla bolo.
Eta khub bhalo sunlam, kalke je unara eto sundor alochona kore bollen, khub anondo pelam, kintu mone ektu bhoy ache. কেননা ওই সারেন্ডার কমপ্লিটলি সারেন্ডার করতে মানে এটা দরকার বুঝতে পারছি কিন্তু করতে খুব ভয় করে জানি না কি জন্য
This
is Narad Muni. I heard that Narad Muni.
I will give a slap. I will not think that you are sannyasi aru. If you cannot.
This verse was spoken by Sri Narada Rishi to King Prachinabahi after describing the pastimes of King Puranjan. So at the conclusion of that katha, he said, Tasmin Mahan Mukharitam Marubich Charitra, that when we come in the association of Mahat, a pure Vaishnava, then from the lotus lips of that pure Vaishnava, there is like a river of Harikatha is flowing. Just like the Ganges flows from the mountains down to the ocean in an uninterrupted stream, so a very powerful river of Harikatha flows from the very high place, that is the heart of the Vaishnava, from his mouth and into the ears of those who are listening. So if those who are listening, they're, the vitrisho means that they have a very strong thirst, their ears are very thirsty to hear, then they will drink again and again, and their thirst never goes away. They want to hear more and more and more. And as they become absorbed in that katha, what happens? Vaya shoka moha. All fear goes away, all illusion goes away, and the all lamentation also goes away. So Srila Gurudev is recommending this is the process to become free from fear.
Now here that,
understand?
Yes, but not fully. But surrendering
from
is the scary
highest
part.
From Vaishnav. Rasik Vaishnav, Tattagya Vaishnav, Guru. Like Guru. All Vaishnava are Guru. A flow like a river comes.
Here.
And those who will hear this Harikatha, like from fountain a river is coming, automatically nothing to do. And if you, with a Gadha Karna means,
with great thirst,
very
eagerly,
interestedly, if you will hear, then all fears, everything will go, bhakti will come. I was not telling this sloka, but I was telling Jasya Vai Sruyamanaya.
Krishne
Parama Purushe Bhakti Rupa Padyata Punsa Soka Moha Bhayapaha. This is sloka.
Even in this sloka, that Tasminaman Mukharata Madhuvid Charitya, Srila Chakra Thakur has told why Vyasadeva is a Madhuvid. Because Narayan killed Madhuk Daitya. This is the symbol of anartha. So if you hear from great Vaishnavas the pastimes of Krishna, then he will cut out all anartha. Like Santayvasa Chindanti Manavasanga Mukti Vi.
Charitra.
Yeah. Who?
Hmm? Krishna has come in Madhu dynasty. And his sweet past lime like honey. Very tasteful. So if you will hear, then bhakti will come and gradually your all kinds of
fear will go away.
And also this is slow. Jasya vai suryamanaya.
Krishne
parama purushe. What Srimad Bhagavat was manifested by Vyasadev. If anyone hear, then all kinds of shoka, moha, bhaya, everything.
Thank you.
Hello.
Carry
your shoes. Take your shoes.
Somebody take my shoes.
Are
you can find.
I cannot
find.
Good
day.
You heard?
Oh,
you have come too.
You heard this?
No.
Try to hear.
Now,
how are you? Your factory is going on well?
Somewhat, yes.
But these bars are from you, Pran?
Very good.
Oh, Prabhu.
Oh, that's yours.
Samapada.
Again, you are involved.
Yeah, I mean, it was
different. You were last night.
Oh,
you went and...
No, I stayed in Gainesville last night. Half hour away.
Oh, they're the best ones.
No, I have to go fly.
And
after,
his wife?
After.
His job is starting
come
today.
Back.
She will...
Yeah.
Very good. And if you have time, you can come also to here.
I will go by flyer.
Oregon.
Okay. Last night.
Hey.
Wonderful Gurudev. Makes me want to surrender. Please
here
help
is,
me.
Here is Ashram Maharaj.
Oh, he was playing a drama.
My life is a drama.
How many gurus you have done
till now? Huh? Up till now, how many gurus?
Gurus.
Bhakta Bozo. Bhakta Uzo.
Krishna and the living entities are qualitatively.
First of all, your tilak should be like us. Not like Ramanuja Sampradaya. It is like Sri Sampradaya.
Too wide. Too wide.
If some radish will give it. Give
yes.
Krishna and the living entity are qualitatively equal. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. He can taste the living entity's prem. Why can't he taste his own? Why can't he taste his own prem?
Here is?
Yes.
What is telling?
He's saying that Krishna, he is Rasik Shekhar.
Huh?
Krishna is Rasik Shekhar.
Huh.
And he can taste the prem that all the jiva souls are, they have prem for Krishna. So Krishna is tasting their prem. But he is asking why Krishna cannot taste himself,
his own
prem.
Why he cannot give?
Yes.
You know, there is a hive.
Beehive.
The madhu, honey, can taste himself or not?
No.
Who will taste?
Bee.
Krishna is ocean of ras. And Radhika and all gopis and all Brajavasi are
testing
that ras.
And other way? and vice versa, that they are reservoir of Ras and Krishna is connoisseur.
But if the living entities in Krishna are equal, qualitatively equal.
Not equal.
Quality.
Not equal quality.
To some extent. Quality. Not quality.
Krishna is Vibhu and Jeeva is Anu. Krishna is minute. Jeeva is minute. And it is infinity, unlimited. How will be same?
No, quantity is different.
Yeah,
so quality is same.
So even not all, everything are not different. Jeeva has some,
qualities.
Only 50
right,
qualities,
right.
And even very
qualities.
Minute form, and not for everyone. Mm-hmm. When they are liberated, then at that time the 50 qualities will be there, mm-hmm. Not before that.
To some minute.
64. And even Jeeva when liberated, they have only minute form,
minute.
Not extreme form of like Krishna has.
Mm.
You should know that prem is a reciprocal. Krishna has love for gopis, and gopis have love for Krishna. Understand? So when Krishna loves gopis, then he becomes very happy, and he realizes that how he is happy. But when gopis see Krishna, and they become how happy, Krishna does not know. Understand?
Yes.
That is why he has agreed that how Radhika is happy by seeing me or tasting my all kinds of madhuri,
sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why he has agreed, and that is why he came as a Sachinanda. Thank you.
Gurudev. Vidura would like to ask you for saffron cloth.
He already asked.
When Gurudev will come, then he renew this award every year. It's not new thing.
He asks every year.
In the spiritual world, there is no jealousy, there is nothing like that. But pastimes are taking place there. So pastimes like Jai Vijay's pastime, does it also take place in the spiritual world? How does it go about?
What tell you?
In spiritual world there is no dvesh.
Huh?
In the spiritual world there is no dvesh, no envy.
No?
Dvesha.
So how does the pastimes of Jai Vijay
জয় বিজয়ের যে ঘটনা হলো চতুর্থন অভিশাপ দিলেন কিভাবে সম্ভব হলো
ইট টেক্স প্লেস অনলি ইন দ্য ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড
অনলি অভিমান রাইট
I don't quite understand the question.
Actually, there is only Abhiman.
He's saying in the spiritual world, there's no dvesha, no envy, no like this. But, so does Jai Vijay take place in Vaikuntha? Or is it taking place in material world? Where is that taking place?
No, the Jai Vijay, when they came here to the material world, because of their desire to serve Lord Narayan, to fulfill his desire to taste Vira Ras. So Yoga Maya arranged all of that for them to come here.
No, his question is, it is take place in material world or in Vaikuntha planet?
The act of this...
Of course it has to take place in the material world. They have to come here.
Oh, Vaikuntha. They went to Vaikuntha. They went to Vaikuntha.
Yes, this is the question.
Ah, oh my goodness, Maharaj.
Acha, ek question puchu.
Bolo tum.
Yes, in the spiritual world.
In the spiritual world. Yeah.
As before, the Chatushan was like Atmaram, but Brahmaji does not like this. So he warned that they will be devotee. So one day, nice fragrant coming, the devotee offered tulasi leaves and manjari in the lotus feet of Narayan. It is coming, getting this from where it came. Then they went to Vaikuntha planet. In Vaikuntha planet, there is Joy and Vijay, two gods. They checked them. Then Farukumar told that here no fear, no envious. Why are you doing so? So not qualified to be here. Then they cursed them. And Srila Vishwanath would have told, and in Bhagavad also mentioned, once Lakshmi Devi went out from Narayan from some work and came back, then Jai Vijay stopped them. Why so? Because Narayan want to do some pastime in this material world, he want to come. So they checked Lakshmi. From that time, Lakshmi became very angry. Due to anger of Lakshmi Devi, it took place that they give cards. When Farukumar went away, then Narayan told this fact to Joy and Vijay. Do you remember? You check even Lakshmi also. How dare you are to do so? So it has happened there, not in this material world.
Understand?
Mm-hmm. How can they become angry?
But anyhow,
did you Jogmaya's Krishna, Bhagavan want to come down here to make pastime?
Jai Vijay stopped.
Yes.
Lakshmi. There is nothing. So that it not should be.
Because yes. Narayan want to do pastime in this world, by due to the influence of Jogmaya, it takes place.
The root cause is that
Krishna Icha.
Narayan wanted to have Vira Ras. And that is why they knew Jai Vijay. Anyhow, they were thinking
to make something that we can fulfill his desire.
Occasion that we should fight with our Prabhu and we should
give him pleasure.
Pleasure, give him, make him taste Vira Ras. Hmm. But if in friendly terms, that is not possible.
That is why first they stopped
Lakshmi Devi.
Lakshmi Devi. And secondly, Jai Vijay. And then Sanat Kumar were never giving any
cards to others.
To others. They have never given. But when they gave, they were thinking, how to this?
Came in our mind, in our heart.
No, without the Ichha
desire,
of Prabhu,
desire of Prabhu not possible.
Cannot come. So, then Krishna, Narayan also told that this is my
desire.
No, this is my
pastime.
Aparad.
My offense.
Offense.
Because my servant did offense.
The servant of
offense of servant
is my
offense.
And why he told?
that he had
inspired them to do
inspired
so.
Them to do so. That is why he owned me.
Okay. Okay. Oh. I have to choose Gurudev now. I follow your order. I follow your order.
That's a simple order.
I want it for your next order.
Okay. Well, he's waiting for next order. You told him to get shoes. Now he's waiting for next order.
Gurudev, a question. Kal Shamnai Didi bol rahi thi ki
English, English.
Okay, Shamnai Didi was saying that the seed is already present in the heart. And all only Guru,
what
the,
seed?
The bhakti seed is already present in the heart.
Bhakti lata already within the
within
heart.
The heart. Gurudev only sow the seed, water, and put some sunshine and whatever. Do the gardening. Okay, but in the there is one shloka which they say bhakti lata bij. Why bhakti lata bij? So that means that yeah. So that thing is saying that. The bij is separate.
You know that Jivar Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. At that time, we are Baddha Jiv. At this time, we have that mood to serve Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Is there or not? Yeah.
Because we are Tatastha, it's there, it's there. It's both. No. May have, we may not have.
That's that thing to serving. How I should serve.
Yeah.
What is relation?
Not
there. How not there. I will serve. This thing is there or not?
No. Enlightened position.
It is there, Gurudev. I think Sarup is already decided, but it's covered. When
covered.
Yeah, it's covered. Lightened. Yeah.
So it is in latent
position. Yeah. But
and by
nourishing
Guru Krishna and then Guru, that bij means water, sun rays, fertility, all comes by sadhus and gurus.
मुझे माली होया सही बीज करे आरोपन सबन कीर्तन जले करे सेचन.
That bij was in latent stages.
Okay.
Now, when all these things were paraphernalia meet together,
then sprout came.
Ek aur question.
Follow up question. Namaskar Maharaj. Hi sir, good back.
Good day. Shira Gurudev. Shira Gurudev.
Relax.
Go ahead.
Come
here. Shri Gurudev. In 3 days ago, Ramachandra Prabhu and his wife Mahalakshmi, they went to car race.
Excuse me, Prabhuji.
What?
They went to a car race where the people local race cars. And in one day, he distributed over 500 books. In one day.
He has, I know he's very good book distribution.
For years and years and years.
He's first person.
Oh, yeah. First.
First.
Yeah.
We should give him some reward.
Yeah. We should.
Bhakti.
Only a swift kick. only if
he wants
kick,
kick from your lotus feet.
Huh?
From your lotus feet he wants
kick.
Kick.
No,
that's all I did.
He also.
Oh, you should collect in England here, there, my books are distributed.
Yeah, we are doing.
Who is first, who is second, who is third?
Vishwambar is doing.
You should calculate.
Thank you, William.
He's a great warrior. He was a Vietnam combat veteran.
Yes.
And him and I also used to protect ISKCON with guns all night long. We would. But now.
You were also in Vietnam?
Vietnam juddho koreche Vietnam giye.
Oh, in Vietnam?
Yes. And we also together used to stay up all night.
In Vietnam?
Vietnam era. Era. Only,
also military man?
Yes, military. And we used to stay up all night in New Dorka, right? Remember? That is very, very wonderful.
Thank you, Guru. Thank you, Guru.
Hello, Gurudev. See Krishna come to this material world?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is managed well.
Yes, Shri Gurudev. Difficult, a lot of devotees, but very sweet.
All are happy.
Yes, our Gurudev.
Our prasadam.
Yes, our Gurudev. Our prasadam.
By your sannyasis, Emo Champani, how do I speak?
Last day, Gurudev.
Is one any leader sannyasi cannot speak like them? Never.
But you know, Gurudev, I think they're also listening on internet. They're listening on internet, you see. Sannyasis, there in the morning, there are all the bodies who speak of what you heard all week.
Oh, very good. Good, that is very good.
That's good.
Thank you.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna himself, more loud. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He come to have experience the Srimati Radharani films. My question is, why Krishna come in the form of the man? Why he doesn't come in the form of the woman? For the spirit, the feeling of the woman.
The same Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but Bhav of Radha, mood of Radha. Why he came as a Manush man? Why he came as a man?
Why he didn't come straight to?
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. In the beginning, Krishna thought, I should be sannyasi. So my all parikas, Sarada and all top to bottom, Vishakha, Lalita, all should be Radha.
So he doesn't live for me, sannyasi.
He did not become Lady Mahaprabhu.
Why you became the son of the
human? Then you are your son, why not the son of the human? I don't care. Last night, the son of the human. No, they are not in the class. No, you will answer it. It's good tomorrow.
I'm working in the facilities here.
And you are
enjoying the class.
Oh, the class is doing wonderful.
I had the most fun yesterday's classes that I've ever had.
Your class yesterday, he said it was the most happiest thing of the experience.
We're thinking that we'll do our best Saturday, he can do his Sunday. We can do our Saturday, and Sunday he can do his
Sunday.
He has one more question from the...
He has a question.
You're going to fall, then you
should immediately build him up, like take care of Sri Guru, real Guru.
Yes.
So my question is, in the Sri Krishna Vajramrita, Narahari Sakara Tadguru, he says that you should wait 1 year, and if the Guru doesn't give up his Vaishnava activities, then you should reject him. But if he does, then we should see the rapture of Vajramrita whatever. Then we should still consider him to be saved. So my question is, you also said that we should have no relation. So what relation should we have with a Guru who reinstates himself and recommits himself to devotional service?
You would like an initiation from Sasru Maharaj.
You initiate a man, he said, initiate a man, Sasru Maharaj.
He's asking that
Sasru Maharaj is his initiating Guru.
What's happened now?
This question is that if we are initiated and we have lost our faith in Gurudev because he is performing our Vaishnava activities, then in Bhakti Sri Krishna Bhajanamrita is discussed yesterday morning.
You went there?
Yes,
I was there. They said that Krishna Bhajanamrita is said that he must have a lot
of
faith.
He
has married.
No. He remarried. He recommits himself to devotional service. He recommits himself.
He would eat. What's up? I'm going to go to the house.
I don't know.
He was about to talk to us.
So I want to know if there's anything that you don't like about it. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carrying the departed, the divine body of Haridas after he left his body. Is there anything you don't like about it?
Okay. and then go into that stuff.
I also spoke for Guru. They don't understand Guru Tattva as we understand it.
Shiksha and Diksha's words, you are deeper with what Prabhupada knows.
Discuss yesterday in our class.
From
should hear, they should hear.
Surya, when you discuss from Satanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
It is not.
Shiksha Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shiksha and Diksha Guru are one. And anyone who does not accept Shiksha and Diksha Guru as equal manifestation of Krishna, they are offender, aparadi. They have to accept Shiksha and Diksha Guru as equal manifestation of Krishna. You are teaching this from
calling the teaching of that Guru.
Yes,
they are offending.
Shukadev wants to give Shiksha of Balakrishna and all his four leaders, Brahmananda, Vrindavan and all, at the time of his departure. He told to all that, oh, I am not paid all. So, I am requesting Narayan Maharaj. He will help you all. So they are offender.
Gurudev has been enhancing Srila Prabhupada in our heart and taking us deeper and deeper.
I never had any difference between my disciples and Swami's disciples or their disciples of the disciples. When anyone came, I helped them. You know Bhadri Narayan is a kind of it is most defended. In all this call, I think he is the first man, those who
maybe he's tribal to Ravindra Swarupa. He's tribal to Ravindra Swarupa.
He met Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in India. He was a welfare worker and teacher. And then made a book of the interview that he had several interviews with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
I was living as a science teacher in the state of Bihar.
He lived in Bihar.
In Chaibasa.
He was living in Bihar as a science teacher.
At a high school. Where? Chaibasa.
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 I was a high school teacher.
I've gone there.
Yeah.
Then I went to Mayapur and met Swami Prabhupada. And then we talked for a long time.
My dear second devotees,
let's
go. Thank you for coming and thank you for going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for seeing me.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Hello.
This is Guru Dev.
Guru Dev.
I want
in the process of Banabras.
Banabras.
32 years, now shaved up, working with the Sangha. I want to take full shelter at your feet.
You have heavy hands, heavy hands, man. Like that. If you were to do so, I will give such a gentle of any of our teaching center.
No, you can. Do not want. Maharaj has invited me to come to Houston. They're doing it to come to Hawaii. I want to begin the process, but no leadership yet. Let me be humble.
I don't like anyhow you should come.
He wants to be a humble servant. He wants to be a humble servant.
Yes.
So I have your blessing?
Sure.